Welcome to Wealth Creator Radio. Have you ever heard that saying that everything comes in threes? There always seems to be three things. You know, it seems to be the magic number, whether we're talking about movie trilogies or writing a simple story, you know, the beginning, the middle, the end. Well, why would retirement be any different? So in the next hour, we're going to be discussing three topics that you'll want to include when you're making your retirement planning list. Hi, I'm Lou Ann Fulmer, and welcome to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. Eric is president of Heckman Financial right here in Silicon Valley, and he's been helping people retire for 26 years now. Eric, it's great to be here with you again. I guess I should say Happy New Year. We're still in a brand new year.
Yeah, well, Happy New Year to everybody out there, too. And really, one of the things I want to kind of cover is, you know, we usually start off with a little bit about financial fails and what are the silly stuff, was it David Letterman used to call it, stupid human tricks.
And, yes.
This is kind of the opposite. You know, these are the fails. But the one that really just always never ceases to amaze me is anytime there's a bad time in the market, it's just amazing how many people bail out. So in December, it was the highest withdrawals from stock mutual funds ever. $75 billion was not lost, but was withdrawn, taken out of the stock market at the low. Yeah, at the low. I mean, that's the low. That's not when you're supposed to sell. You're supposed to sell when things are high. You don't take it out when it's low. So, you know, and it just drives me nuts that people do this. And did all that money needed to be spent, you know, that 1 month? I seriously doubt it.
No.
So, you know, that means
Christmas,
people are just freaking out.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's some pretty good presents. But
yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, that's one of the things that you have to watch out for is if you overreact to these, you know, just the media news or just the ups and downs and the volatility. I mean, we did have massive amounts of volatility. So, okay, yeah, that's always a little bit nervous, but you have to have a plan. You have to know what you're doing, and you have to have a reason for doing that. And if was there any fundamental shift in the entire economy or entire, you know, retirement plan for you? Doubt it. So, you know, don't jump out. It's like jumping off the roller coaster when it's, you know, halfway through the ride, and that landing ain't going to be very good. So don't do that. Again, if you're that worried, you're that freaked out, you might be on the wrong roller coaster. Maybe you should be on the kiddie roller coaster, or maybe you should just be on the mild one, not the one that's got the 7-story drop. I mean, I like roller coasters, but there's a few that are a little freaky that I'll skip. So, you know, make sure you're on the right roller coaster. And one thing that we do actually have on our website is a risk score that you can take, and, you know, and you can find out how much risk am I taking? Is it too much, too little? And there's no right or wrong answer. It's just, what are you comfortable with? So, you know, that'd be one of the things I'd say is don't overreact and don't jump out mid-ride.
Midway, right. And, you know, we learn from these financial fails that you tell us every single week. And so, you know, that's the biggest point here is to learn from others' mistakes, I guess. And also, you know, you mentioned risk and people get scared. And that's one of the things we're going to be talking about today because there are risks that we will face in retirement. We're going to also talk about income and also how to plan and pay for healthcare. These are the three things we're going to address today and all very, very important. So where should we start, Eric?
Well, you got to start with always what's the most critical thing. And, you know, if you have no income in retirement, you're unemployed. You're not retired.
Yeah, so pretty much you're filing unemployment.
Yeah, retirement income is all, you know, there is no retirement without income. So you got to have that retirement income. And so really what you got to look at is, okay, you got Social Security. We know you have that. And we can still count on it for, you know, a couple decades more. It might have to change in a while. So we'll have to see how that all plays out. But you know, that is something that's going to always be there because people, as long as people are working, they pay into Social Security. So that's one spot you have. But how are you going to, you know, pay for all everything else? I mean, you need to have some sort of plan. You know, there's a lot of these stupid stats and articles out there that say you need 70 to 80% of what you, you know, made before you retired. You know, I think that's total BS because in those first 5-10 years, you know, you've been working for 30, 40 years, you're going to need probably 100% or more in those first early years in your go-go years. Because that's when you want to go do all that stuff, right? You've been building up all these bucket list items, you know, the river cruise, the African safari, Machu Picchu, whatever, you know, whatever the dreams and desires you have for retirement. And when all of a sudden you got 7 days a weekend versus two, you got a lot more time to play. So, you know, that's one of the things you have to be paying attention to, is at first you're going to be spending probably a lot more than you do, or at least the same. And then you'll probably calm down after a little bit, and, you know, you'll be in the slower go years, as we like to call it. And then probably in the won't go years, you won't have to have as much cost. So really it's just all about having that income and having a plan for that income. And, you know, really that's what we do here at Heckman Financial, is, you know, we sit down, we create that blueprint to worry less wealth. What it is it's a short little document, about 10 to 20 pages of everything that's just customized to you. It goes over that income, investment, tax, healthcare, and legacy plan. Goes over what path you're on right now, says, hey, here's some issues you might want to work on. And that's up to you if you want to take advantage and make those corrections or not, and if you want to hire us. So there's no cost, no obligation. All you got to do is give us a call and leave us a message. We'll get right back to you to set up a time. 800-454-1184. 800-454-1184. Again, it's 800-454-1184. Or go online to wealthcreatorradio.com. Again, it's wealthcreatorradio.com.
So, all right, being able to retire, like you said, it's not necessarily about how much money you have in savings. There's really no magic number. It's just about the matter that you have a sustainable income in retirement. So how do you break that down? How do we go about coming up with a budget for retirement, Eric?
Well, usually the best way to start with that is, what's your take-home pay today? So if you think about it, you say somebody's making $100,000. But they're putting $25,000 in their 401k. So then, okay, it's down to 75. Well, then you're paying Social Security tax and Medicare tax. And so then, of course, you got federal and state coming out. So, you know, when you get really down to it, maybe you're living on $5,000, maybe it's $6,000 a month, if you have, you know, on that $100,000 income. And so if you can replicate that, and you're living on it today, you should be fine, right? So assuming you're not driving up a ton of debt and bills and stuff. So assuming you're able to live on your income today, then ideally that would be the number, is if you could still get that same income. Now, if you're making, you know, $400,000, $500,000, $600,000, it might be hard to have that same exact take-home pay. But really what you want to do is the easiest, simplest tool that we do, and it's the most honest, because, oh my gosh, every time we talk about retirement income and what's that number, because it's a really critical number to have. It depends on what your goals are. Some people just want to stay home more. They're sick of traveling because they travel a lot for work. So yeah, it really depends on your situation. But really knowing that is a critical thing. So, you know, with us and at Heckman Financial, what we do is we want you to really worry less about your finances and your portfolio, and more about having fun and enjoying that retirement, enjoying time with family, doing that travel. And so really, it's really more about making sure you sit down and say, okay, let's have a plan here. Let's build this blueprint to worry less wealth. And what we're going to do is we're going to go over an income plan, look at my investments. Are my investments actually set up to put out that income? Look at the taxes along the way. You know, how would I lower my taxes over the rest of my lifetime, not just 1 year? Look at the healthcare issues, legacy issues. And that's the five areas of the blueprint to worry less wealth, something we can create for you. There's no cost, no obligation. All we do is ask that you have at least $250,000 saved for retirement. And all you got to do is give us a call, 800-454-1184, 800-454-1184. Or you can go online to wealthcreatorradio.com. Again, it's wealthcreatorradio.com.
Imagine for a moment that an intense storm is pounding your house. Will the roof leak? Will the siding peel away? What about your basement? Will it flood? If your house is properly built and maintained, you'll be fine. But what about your 401k or your investments, your retirement income? The stock market has had a great run the last few years. But is its current turmoil making you feel uneasy? Are you confident your portfolio is built to weather a financial storm? Now may be a great time to get a second opinion on your retirement strategy. Call Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, 408-297-9800. His team will examine your portfolio and show you if your investments are in need of some weatherproofing. Don't let your retirement get caught in the rain. Call 408-297-9800. Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc. is a registered investment advisory firm. We are an independent financial services firm helping individuals create retirement strategies using a variety of investment and insurance products to custom suit their needs and objectives. California Insurance License Number 0E89971.
Welcome back to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. Eric is president of Heckman Financial, where their mission is to get you to and through a worry-less wealth retirement. Today, we're talking about three foundational topics that you really need to have on your retirement planning list. Of course, the first one is retirement income. You can't have a retirement without having income. But now here is another big risk in retirement that a lot of couples and individuals really don't even plan on. I feel like they're kind of caught off guard. And that is the cost of healthcare in retirement. Right, Eric?
No, exactly. And, you know, it's just one of my, she was actually kind of a client. She had one or two little accounts and a long time ago, but she was somebody who actually was kind of like a business person. She helped us with her copiers and other things, and I'd known her for a long time. And her, one of her parents had gotten sick, so she started having to take care of them a lot more. And then her dad got sick, and then they all of a sudden she was taking care of both her parents. Now they're paying for round the clock care, but she still had to go in there and kind of check on things, do stuff, and the hard part for her was it was taking a lot of time away from her job, and she was in sales. So if she wasn't out there selling, she wasn't making any money. And so then she ended up having to take out the money out of her retirement accounts. She eventually ended up draining all those and just kept helping her parents, which is great for her parents. But the sad part was by the time they had finally passed away after being ill for so long, all that money had been spent down. They'd even had to refinance the house at one point and take more money out of there. She had no retirement left, and her brother got half of what's left over in the house, and he lived 3,000 miles away and never, came to see the parents and had helped out or anything. And so she basically gave up several years of her career, all her retirement money, and in the end didn't even really inherit much of anything out of it. And had to start from scratch in her 50s. And so, that's the hard part is, I mean, obviously there's two sides of that, right? You could be the parents that are spending down your assets, or you could be, the person who's trying to help take care of mom and dad. And with people living so much longer, this has happened more and more to people in their 60s and 70s that they're taking care of their parents that are in their, 80s and 90s and sometimes even hundreds. So, that's one of the things you have to watch out for is, how does it affect you? There's one way, at least you can insure for stuff. There's ways to take care of it when you're needing the care yourself. But when you're being the caregiver, you have to see what kind of effect is that having on you. And I actually went to a really great workshop a while back, a couple years ago, that was down in San Diego. And they had these people from the UC San Diego came in talking about how caregivers, you can actually... physically see the effects on the person's body that's doing the caregiving. The nice part is once a person stops having to provide that care, they do usually recover in the in-between time. You can actually, it's actually something that's medically diagnosable and visual. So so it's crazy how much that does. And of course that could be for a spouse too, right? If you're taking care of a spouse. So when you're talking about healthcare, it's not just about how do you pay for stuff, but also how are you going to survive, for lack of a better word, all the stress and strain. And so that's really something to be thinking about, something to talk to, if you have your parents still around, talk to them about, what's going to happen, talk to your siblings, and really talk to your spouse about, what are you going to be doing, and how is this going to affect your overall retirement? Because Medicare, it'll pay for stuff if you're if you have an illness that's something that can be curable or something that can improve, but if it's a chronic condition, Medicare does not pay for any chronic condition type stuff. So they will not pay for the long-term care for a lot of these other things.
Eric, I do know that you discuss healthcare with your clients. So anybody who's listening who has questions about, oh my goodness, I haven't even thought about covering healthcare in retirement or how I'm going to do it, why don't you tell them how they can get a hold of you and come in and visit with you about a complete retirement plan?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you don't want to just only talk about one issue. It's kind of like working on your arm, but your rest of your body's ill. And, yeah, you got to work on the whole thing. So our process is really creating that blueprint to worry less wealth. So you can worry less about healthcare issues and portfolio issues and more about having fun, enjoying life and spending time with family and doing those things you've always wanted to do. And so really what we do is we create first that income plan, look at the investments. Are they just set up now for income? Look at the taxes along the way. What's the best way to minimize that? Obviously, look at healthcare. What are some options versus long-term care? Is there some other ways to pay for things? And then legacy issues. And that's the five areas of the blueprint to worry less wealth. Again, there's no cost, no obligation. All you do is you come in, visit with us for one time. We show you the plan. And then at the end of that meeting, if you want to take action, you can. If not, then we part as friends. So no big deal. So if that's something you'd like to take advantage of, all you got to do is call us and leave us a message. We'll get back to you at 800-454-1184, 800-454-1184. Or you can even set an appointment online at wealthcreatorradio.com. Again, it's wealthcreatorradio.com.
Eric, there was an article that Vanguard released. It's a new model for estimating healthcare costs in retirement. I'd like to talk about several important changes that have taken place with healthcare costs.
Yeah, well, I mean, the biggest thing with healthcare is how much it's going to cost, not in terms of the overall economy, but really to you personally. So for most people today, if you were 65 and you're married, the estimation for the premiums you pay, the co-pays, those types of things, $300,000 in today's dollars. That's not with inflation. So that's a lot of money, just that alone. But that wasn't talking about long-term care costs. Now the crazy part with long-term care is it's all over the board in terms of who might need it. I remember back in the 90s, when I was first getting into the business, people used to say about half the people would get it. I've seen some studies that say about 70% would need some sort of care. But of course, is that a week or two, or is that, you know, 2 years, or right? How long is that? And so this article is saying that maybe half of the individuals won't really have any major long-term care costs, but at least 15% would have more than $250,000 in costs. I mean, I've got a client right now. He's back in New York with his wife, and they moved back into their family home back there, so that way they'd save some money. But it's $11,000, I think he's up to now, a month for his wife, and he's been doing this for 3 or 4 years now. So, you know, you can tell how much that money, that's a lot of money, right, that he's spent. And he's probably getting close to the $500,000 mark with all the other costs and, you know, added in and such. And you know, that's a lot of money to be spending, and that can really obviously affect, you know, your retirement a lot. And so a lot of times people say, oh, hey, well, I've got some long-term care. Well, long-term care right now is getting really scary, because there was actually an article about, there's a lawsuit, I guess, with CalPERS right now, which is the public employee retirement system, because all my clients in that, if they have that long-term care policy that CalPERS set up and was selling, every single year since 2013, they've been sending a letter saying you either have to pay this much more or you get this much less benefit. So either way, it's getting worse, right? It's just, do you want to pay more for the same thing, or do you want to get less benefit to the point where you have no benefits left almost? And so I guess there's a lawsuit going. The interesting thing is CalPERS was mentioned in this lawsuit. They said, if we lose this lawsuit, we'll have to raise premiums 124%, which is ironic because they're being sued over raising their premiums. It's like, what? So that's the really scary part about long-term care, is every long-term care policy, no matter who you bought it from, can be raised and probably will be raised the premium. So you know, there are some alternatives that we use. There's some great alternatives that you can just dump money in one time and be over and done with it. And that way you don't have to have more income to pay for it. It's just kind of funded. The insurance company can't screw around with it and can't change your rates. So there are some options out there, but you know, you really got to be paying attention to this because it is a huge, huge cost. I mean, it can easily be a $250,000, $500,000 cost. And, you know, if you've got $5 million, it's not a big deal. But if you've got $750,000 to $1 million, you know, if you lose almost half of that to the long-term care and the other person lives 20 years, that could be a pretty bad scenario. So, you know, again, nobody wants to fail. Nobody wants to have these issues happen. So really what you got to do is have a plan. And that's what we do here at Heckman Financials. We create that blueprint to worry less wealth, where we want you to worry less about retirement issues like portfolios and healthcare. We want you to worry more about what am I going to do for my next vacation or how am I going to spend more time with my family. And so to do that, we go through the income plan, investment, taxes, healthcare, legacy. It's about 10 to 20 page documents customized just to you. Again, no cost, no obligation. We just ask that you have at least $250,000 saved for retirement and give us a call, 800-454-1184. 800-454-1184. Again, it's 800-454-1184 or go online to wealthcreatorradio.com. Again, it's wealthcreatorradio.com.
You often hear retirement called the golden years, but is it? When it comes to your health, it's clear. You consult your doctor for advice. Why not consult a professional when it comes to your money? Just like your doctor, the advice you get from a financial advisor can have a direct impact on your quality of life. Are you paying too much in fees with your current financial professional? What can happen to your nest egg if there's a market correction? If you're unsure about the answer to these questions, it may be time for a second opinion. Eric Heckman is an independent advisor. He doesn't have a boss on Wall Street. Eric and his team at Heckman Financial specialize in designing retirement strategies that can allow you to spend more time enjoying life and less time being concerned about your finances. Eric Heckman and Heckman Financial can help make sure your golden years are just that, golden. 408-297-9800. That's 408-297-9800. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, California Insurance License 0E89971. Guarantees and protections provided by insurance products are backed by the financial strength of the issuing insurer.
Welcome back. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer here with Eric Heckman. Eric is president of Heckman Financial, and this is Wealth Creator Radio. So, Eric, we've been talking about various things to consider when we were putting together a retirement planning list. And I want to talk about things that people have done in retirement that are really totally different than just retiring. Sometimes people begin new careers. So have you seen that happen with your clients there at Heckman Financial, Eric?
Yeah, a few people. You know, there's kind of, I guess, two ways to do it. One is, are you doing it for fun? And one is, you're doing because you have to, right?
Yeah.
So I have one couple that they didn't do it this last year, but for 3 years straight, they were going out to Glacier National Park and they were just working out there for fun.
Because, oh,
you know, you can hang. Yeah, you can hang out there and camp or do something, but you know, after a couple of weeks, it's like, well, you know, only so much stuff you can keep looking at, right? And so they were actually driving. They have very unique buses there. So at one point, he was able to drive the bus there, and he was joking. He got $1 an hour raise. And, you know, he was not making much money, but they were doing it because for the love of being out there, and it's a good excuse to be able to spend time there. But I've also had several clients where they've left high tech and they said, hey, I want to be able to teach and I want to, you know, be able to go into the school system. So most of them haven't done the full jump into being a full-time teacher. Most of them are doing it kind of more on a substitute basis where, you know, I've got one who is, she only does long-term sub kind of stuff. So she'll, you know, if somebody's going to be out for, say, you know, a month or 6 weeks or something, she'll take those, you know, if it fits her schedule and stuff. And that way she spends a little bit more time with them. But I've got another client that the wife has been an administrator for a school district for a long time, but he was in high tech sales and he said, hey, I want to teach a little bit. And he just started doing it this year. And, you know, he's been loving it. He's been doing a lot of different levels of schools now. So, you know, first he was just doing high school. Now he's doing, I think, all levels. And, you know, he's enjoying it and having fun, and it's just something different. It makes a little bit of money, but not huge amounts, but it keeps him from having to take out too much from his retirement funds today and while she's still working. And then at some point, then they can just say, hey, let's you know, not do this at all. And, you know, he's going to turn on Social Security probably in 2 years anyway. So, you know, it's a good way to do it and have a little bit of fun. So there's a lot of different ways you can do that. But the hard part I find is there's one of the talks we do, which is the smart couples talk that we do every so often here at Heckman Financial. One of the slides in there talks about how many people say they're going to work in retirement and then how many do. And usually it's about 2/3 say they'll work or they're going to plan to work for, you know, up to a certain age. And something like 1/4 of those people actually do, you know, keep working. So sometimes it's because they maybe not have to, but sometimes also because health issues and other things that prevent you from doing it. And so that's the hard part is you got to watch out. You know, if your plan says, hey, I'm going to stop. I mean, a lot of times people don't want to stop working. They want to do the job they want to do versus the job they have to do. But I've got a client who moved up to Bend, Oregon. She's in her late 50s, sold her house, you know, cashed out, paid cash for a house up there. And all she wanted to do was get a, you know, an easy job, something fun and something that's not stressful. She used to work for HP and, you know, just wanted to be back into some sort of something where you can go home at night. And you don't have to be doing all the stuff on the computer still and worried about everything. And she hasn't been able to find a job up there. I mean, the whole goal was to get healthcare, you know, out of some job until she's 65 and on Medicare and, you know, just make a little bit, but she's having a hard time even finding a place, you know, to work. So that's the other hard part is you may have a plan of, yeah, this is easy to do it. But when you get older, there's a lot more reluctancy to hire older people, even though there's legally not supposed to be, but realistically there definitely is. So, you know, that's gotta be anything, anytime you're talking about retirement planning, if you're planning on, you know, working for fun, that's great. But don't 100% count on it because it might be a lot tougher than you think and it may not be the job you want. But, you know, there are still some stuff you can do. I had one client that every once in a while I'll see him at the San Jose Sharks games because he's works at SAP and also works at Levi's and, you know, just doing the usher type stuff and sometimes even does bartending. And, you know, it's one of these things where you can kind of pick which events you want to go to so you don't have to be constantly working. But, you know, he was trying to still get a sales job, but he just couldn't. So he finally decided to take that and at least get still some income and have some fun and keep himself active. So, you know, there's a lot of things that you'd be planning on. You know, again, it all comes back down to having a plan. So that's what we do here at Heckman Financials. We create that blueprint to worry less wealth, where we have you worry less about your portfolio, less about what to do with your money, and more about how to have fun and enjoy life. So if that's something you want to do, you want to look at that income plan, that investment plan, are your investments set up to put out that income? How can you pay taxes the least over your lifetime? Look at healthcare, look at legacy. That's the five areas of the blueprint to worry less wealth. It's something we can create for you. It's fully customized just for your situation. There's no cost, no obligation. All you have to do is really come down, visit with us, and then we have another meeting and go show you that plan, and that's up to you if you want to hire us or not. Again, no cost, no obligation. All you got to do is pick up the phone and leave us a message at 800-454-1184. 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184. Or you can also go online and even set up a meeting there at wealthcreatorradio.com. Again, it's wealthcreatorradio.com.
We've talked about planning for your retirement income, and we've also talked about healthcare in retirement. Let's get to the third item that needs to be put on our retirement planning list, and I believe that was risk, wasn't it, Eric?
Yeah, exactly. And risk comes in different forms. Obviously, the 2018, that was actually for multiple decades, it was the most volatile period after. There's been very few times in history where we've had three up quarters and then have one really, really bad one like that. I think for the S&P, it was almost back to the 50s or something crazy like that. I forgot the exact time frame, but it'd been a long time since we'd had a year like that. And so obviously investment risk is one thing, but there's more risk than just that. There's also tax risk. And tax risk is really looking at, are you going to be in a lower tax bracket in retirement or not? And what I'm finding is for most of my clients, they're actually going to be in the same, if not actually higher. And it seems kind of crazy. It's like, hold it. How can you retire in a higher bracket? Well, once you hit 71, you know, you're going to have your Social Security definitely turned on. There's no reason to wait past 70. At 70 and a half, you have to start taking money out of your IRA. So if you've done a good job saving, you may not have a mortgage anymore. You may or may not, but hopefully the kids are no longer dependents. I'll definitely kick mine out by then. You know, so you don't have those write-offs. And of course, you don't have your 401ks that you're funding anymore. So you don't have those write-offs. So lots of times your actual taxable income, which is the only income that matters for taxes. Most people think about adjusted gross income, but that's actually almost meaningless. Really, you care about your taxable income. And lots of times that taxable income could be the same or even higher in retirement, even though your adjusted gross income may be a lot less or not that much different, you know, depending on the deductions and so forth. So you got the tax risk, one thing, obviously the investment risk. And one of the problems is we were never meant to have 100% of our assets in the stock market. The 401k has forced us into this horrible thing of having 100% of all your money in stocks and bonds. That was not how any pension funds run. That's not how any investment manager of any sort of, you know, endowment type of thing runs their portfolios. They always have some foundational money, some stuff that's guaranteed that can't go away. They've got a lot of stuff that's steady income money that might be in real estate, other things that aren't in the market. And then they have the market money. And that's really the biggest problem is people don't have their money set up the right way. And so when we sit down with somebody and we say, okay, hey, let's create this blueprint to worry less wealth. Let's have you worry less about your portfolio, less about the stock market, more about having fun and enjoying life. And something we'd like to do for you and your family, there's no cost, no obligation. All you got to do is give us a call, 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184. Or go online and you can even set up an appointment online at our website at wealthcreatorradio.com. Yeah, it's wealthcreatorradio.com.
Coming up next, Marilyn Brown Ross joins Eric on our show. Find out if a reverse mortgage would be a good fit for you. Stick around. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman.
You often hear retirement called the golden years, but is it? When it comes to your health, it's clear. You consult your doctor for advice. Why not consult a professional when it comes to your money? Just like your doctor, the advice you get from a financial advisor can have a direct impact on your quality of life. Are you paying too much in fees with your current financial professional? What can happen to your nest egg if there's a market correction? If you're unsure about the answer to these questions, it may be time for a second opinion. Eric Heckman is an independent advisor. He doesn't have a boss on Wall Street. Eric and his team at Heckman Financial specialize in designing retirement strategies that can allow you to spend more time enjoying life and less time being concerned about your finances. Eric Heckman and Heckman Financial can help make sure your golden years are just that, golden. 408-297-9800. That's 408-297-9800. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, California Insurance License 0E89971. Guarantees and protections provided by insurance products are backed by the financial strength of the issuing insurer.
This is Eric Heckman, and I've got my monthly contributor here, our reverse mortgage guru and expert, Marilyn Brown Ross. Great to have you here.
Great to be here.
So, Marilyn, first and foremost, we always got to say, what the heck's a reverse mortgage and what's going backward?
Okay, a reverse mortgage is exactly what it says. A regular mortgage, when you make a payment, you have a mortgage. You make a payment and your balance decreases because you're paying interest, a lot of interest, plus the principal, but it brings the balance down.
Right.
With a reverse mortgage, you don't have to make a payment. You can if you choose to, which is nice, but the main purpose is so, you know, us seniors, we run into trouble. We can't be making our mortgage payments sometimes. So you don't have to make a payment, but the balance increases. It's goes up because the interest is being added on.
Yeah.
Right. And at the end, whatever you use, only what you use, plus the accrued interest is what's owed.
So the reverse part really is the payment schedule. You're paying at the end
at the
of the
end,
mortgage,
rather
which
than,
is either when you sell the place or when you're gone.
That's right.
Somebody else is selling the place.
When you leave it, either If you're married, either one has the right to stay in the home. So if one passes, that gives the other one the right to stay in the home for, it's up to 150 years, which of course, they could, to be 150 years old is what I mean. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, really? Are any 150 of us gonna, years old?
Yeah, it is.
They're very positive.
Very. So the remaining partner has the right to stay in the home, no payments. When that one passes, that goes to the heirs. If it's in a trust, it stays in the trust. One big, everybody has this impression about a reverse mortgage that the bank is going to own the home at the end. Yeah. And that's why people don't want to do it.
Exactly.
And truly, in the 80s under Reagan, when it came into being, the reverse mortgage, that's how it was. The lender, bank, or the lender would say, you want to do a reverse mortgage? We're going to go on title with you. So you had a partner in your home. You sold that home. They got half of your equity. Well, that didn't last very long, but it was such a bad thing that still to this day, reverse mortgage has a negative connotation to it. Finally, I think everybody's catching on that, hey, for the right person, this is a great tool because who wants to, people have lived, I get this all the time. I've lived in my home for 55, 60 years. I don't want to move now. I don't care what I can sell it for. I don't want to move. I want to be in this home till I die. Right. And that's what this allows. When you leave it to your heirs, they only owe what you've used plus the accrued interest. So you still have something to leave to your heirs, especially in this, the way we are here in Silicon Valley. The values of the property are just like, what?
Yeah, exactly. And so one of the big problems has been always with the reverse mortgages, it's limited because it's a federal program, right? The main one's backed by the government, and the lending limits are based nationwide. And of course, for our very, very, very expensive area, that doesn't get you very much, right?
That's right. The lending limit today is $679,650, and you get a portion of that based on your age. It isn't a loan to value, it's an age to value product. So the older you are, the more money you get. But
680K basically.
Right. But now in January, they just raised it. The government raised it to 729,650.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. That's going to be a little bit better. But with our values here, it's just like, so the jumbo product has come into play. And it's just an amazing product. And you can get up to $4 million in your UPB, which is what's available to you, up to $4 million.
Wow.
Yeah. And I'm doing mostly those right now because I'm dealing with people that have large mortgages and the regular, it's called HECM, the regular one, the government backed loan, home equity conversion mortgage.
Yeah,
they're not getting enough.
Heckman, but HECM.
HECM, not Heckman.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. It's not giving them enough money to pay off their mortgage.
And right, because they only get a part of the 729. And so if your house is worth $1.5 million and you're getting part of
729.
Well, so the youngest you can be is 62.
62.
So what's roughly a 62-year-old? Is that in like 50% of that or somewhere around there?
It might be, unless I had the, I would say about 50%.
Yeah.
So if you've got a $500,000 mortgage, that's not going to work.
Right.
Because that mortgage has to be paid off. Any lien on the property, doesn't care about your credit card debt, any of that. But anything tied to the property has to be paid off with the reverse.
Yeah. So that's where this reverse mortgage jumbo product is so much nicer because then people, say it's a $1.5 million house.
Then it's
potentially even at 62, maybe get 700, 800 right now.
Right. And it pays off the mortgage, plus it gives them extra money. What it was now, recently, you had to take all of the money out. So, and then you'd start accruing interest on it right away. So really, if your payoff was, let's say, $500,000 or $600,000, and you were eligible for $900,000, you had to take that other money out, and even though you didn't need it.
Oh, wow.
That wasn't a real good. I mean, I had a lot of people say, hey, I want that money. Let's do it. I mean, it depends on the person.
Right.
But now they're coming out. They just came out. And honestly, I haven't even researched it yet. But there's a line of credit where you can take just what you need to pay off the mortgage. And what's left stays in a line of credit. And then you can use it as you need it, which is really a superior product because you're not accruing interest on that money that you didn't
need.
Which
is like the regular non-jumbo ones have always had that feature. Right,
the line of credit.
So they're just kind of now doing that on the jumbo
side. On the jumbo. But I haven't really researched it yet. Our next time we get together, I'll know more about it.
Yeah. And again, you're listening to Wealth Creator Radio. This is Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial. I've got my monthly contributor, Marilyn Brown Ross, on here. And again, if you need to get a little bit more information or if you want to give us a call, the phone number is 800-454-1184, 800-454-1184, or wealthcreator.com. Again, it's wealthcreator.com. So going back to this jumbo product, I mean, one of the things that people also kind of don't really realize is how much it costs to pay that mortgage. So say you've got that $500,000 or $600,000 mortgage, and maybe it's $3,000, maybe $3,500 a month. That you don't need $3,500 to get to pay $3,500. You need $5,000 to pay that after taxes, and that's going to be a big drain on your 401ks or your IRA balances. It's going to eat up all your Social Security income for sure. And so one of the things that this does for a lot of your clients, I'm sure, is just gets rid of that payment and then allows them to have way more money building up, right?
Absolutely, because they don't have that payment. And the nice part about it also, no one can foreclose on you unless they're still, just like the regular HECM, you still have to pay your property tax, pay your homeowner's insurance, and keep the property in decent repair.
Holes in the roof.
No holes in the roof, yeah. No fire. Right. But nobody can foreclose on you. If those things are done, you're home free, where a lot of my clients go, oh my goodness, either the husband passed away, the wife passed away, they lost their Social Security for that one. Of course, they get to keep the larger one, but still, to make a house payment, that's a big hit when you lose half of your Social Security.
Oh, yeah. And nowadays, it can be a $2,000 a month hit. That's,
absolutely.
You know, state tax-free and
right.
At least slightly beneficial on the federal side. So, yeah, I mean, these can be some critical things. And then, obviously, the other one is probably for home health care or other things like that versus spending down and selling your assets. Because right now, if you sell your house, I mean, if you live there 30, 40, 50 years, that tax is going to be massive. I mean, it could be $500,000 or more, right?
Absolutely. And I'm just doing a couple just for that reason. They go, we're not selling this house, because then when they pass it down, as you well know, when they pass, the kids get the step up.
Yeah, and the tax goes away.
It's exactly. Magic. So it's like, oh my goodness, you're not going to do this. The other wonderful part of this reverse mortgage, either one, no tax consequences. So they can use this money without paying tax on it. Unlike when you tap your savings or your 401k or whatever,
right?
You have to pay your tax. That's taxed. So it's really a wonderful product, and CPAs are really getting it now. It's been a long time because they've always fought it, but they're going, whoa,
yeah,
this is pretty good.
And so tell us, like, if somebody wants to get more information, what do they do?
Give me a call. Or I'll send you a packet. What I like to do is meet with my clients to present it in person. I go to their wherever we can meet, their home, and I go all over the state. I'm licensed in California, so I've just came back from Palm Springs. I had a client down there, and I put together a packet based on their information. Give me a call at 408-722-0010, 408-722-0010.
And again, you can find a link for her email also on our website at wealthcreator.com. You've been listening to Wealth Creator Radio. This is Eric Heckman, and we'll be right back.
Imagine for a moment that an intense storm is pounding your house. Will the roof leak? Will the siding peel away? What about your basement? Will it flood? If your house is properly built and maintained, you'll be fine. But what about your 401k or your investments, your retirement income? The stock market has had a great run the last few years, but is its current turmoil making you feel uneasy? Are you confident your portfolio is built to weather a financial storm? Now may be a great time to get a second opinion on your retirement strategy. Call Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, 408-297-9800. His team will examine your portfolio and show you if your investments are in need of some weatherproofing. Don't let your retirement get caught in the rain. Call 408-297-9800. Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc. is a registered investment advisory firm. We are an independent financial services firm helping individuals create retirement strategies using a variety of investment and insurance products to custom suit their needs and objectives. California Insurance License Number 0E89971.
Welcome back to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman, president of Heckman Financial right here in Silicon Valley, where you get straightforward advice on how to plan for a secure and a comfortable retirement. Well, Eric, we're at the end of our show now. We had a financial fail at the beginning of our show. Now, why don't you give us a retirement success story? Let's end on a positive note, shall we?
Yeah, well, I guess this would be one that... I think I might have mentioned her once before, but she was an outside sales person, and with the new tax law, she was going to lose about $40,000 in deductions because these are all unreimbursed employee expenses. So she's like, let's just retire. Can I do it? And we've been planning for several years, and she pulled the trigger back in September. It was a little bumpy at first because she's freaking out a little bit about, where's the paycheck? Where's the paycheck? Right? Where's the money coming in?
Especially if and she was in sales.
Yeah. And so she's, you know, at first it was, okay, we have some money's coming in, some set up, and we actually have more turning on now. And now she's gotten used to it. But, you know, she was saying how she still wakes up way too early every day and she's having a hard time sleeping in. And you know, there's a lot of adjustments at first when somebody first retires, but now she's starting to really, you know, really enjoy herself, and it's just fun to see that switch from worry and nervousness, and it's a huge change, obviously, if you've been getting up and going out there for 40 years straight, and all of a sudden you're not having to. But, you know, she's made that change, and now she's comfortable, and everything's getting paid on time, and she's planning some more trips and going to see some friends and having fun. And, you know, it's just the nice part about being able to see that happen and really make sure people are kind of taken care of. And now they're more relaxed. It's not stressing it out anymore. And, you know, it's one of these things where it's like, I almost forgot what work's like already, right?
I love that.
So, yeah, so it's always fun when something like that happens, for sure.
That's the fun part of your job is you get to help everybody every single day. You help a retiree retire. And this is the part where we all get to live our dreams, hopefully. I mean, we don't know. Tomorrow's not guaranteed for everybody. But we hope, you know, we're going to get to live our life for a long time in retirement. And what a fun time for you. Eric, I want to talk about all the events that you're going to have this upcoming year, because I know you do so many. And why don't you talk specifically about some new programs that you're going to be offering?
Well, we just started this at the end of last year, but David Bach, he works with AE Wealth, a company I work with, and he's written a lot of different great books. But his very first book, he actually just re-released after 20 years, and it's Smart Women's Smart Retirement is the seminar and the workshop that we're doing. And really, it's not that women need to know something different or invest somehow differently. It's just more about what should you be paying attention to as a woman compared to most guys. And there's certain things like, you know, are you taking care of the finances? Do you even know where they are? And sometimes that's an issue. And, you know, typically women are going to live longer. They're going to also be more caregivers. So how does that affect your plan? You know, so that's something if you want to take advantage of that, you can definitely go to our website and look that up. There's a lot of different talks that we have going on. And you can follow us on Facebook, too. We've got a lot of information on our page there at Heckman Financial. Or you can just search for @1Wealth Creator. But, you know, if you do want to take advantage of that and you want to take that blueprint to worry less wealth, all you got to do is give us a call, 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184. Or go online to wealthcreatorradio.com. Again, it's wealthcreatorradio.com. www.thegoldenyears.com.
Information provided during Wealth Creator Radio is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Any tax advice given as part of this presentation is not intended to be used and cannot be used by the taxpayer for the purpose of avoiding tax penalties or promoting, marketing, or recommending to another party any matter or transaction addressed herein. The views and opinions expressed in the program are not necessarily those of the radio station or its sponsors, and they should not construe as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult the appropriate advisor before making any financial decision.